got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Yeah, a little bit, not much. It's Friday. Again, already. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Amazing, huh? And my biblical question is a doozy. It's a Mamma Mia. It's a Hola. It's a Si, Señor. It's a comment. Comment-a-li-vous. It's for those who want to overcome. Which do you prefer? Being of good? Are being good or doing good? Which do you prefer? Being good or doing good? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com. /show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? So, it's Friday. It is Open Line Friday. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is Express Yourself Friday. / because we love the blacks here on the JLP show, it is Black Friday. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey, what's wrong with the blacks? What's wrong? What's the matter with you, baby? What's the matter? What did I do wrong? Do you really want to know? I want to know. What's the matter with you, babe? You know you done me wrong. Sorry, I didn't mean no harm. Oh, baby, can I take you out tonight and make everything all right? Whoa, whoa, it's Friday. It is Friday. And guess what happened? Last night, we had the women's forum. Oh, my God. Really? I'm not exaggerating at all. I may be even understating it. It was a blessing. Let me put it that way. Because I came far. It was amazing. It's what matter of ladies, women are these. It was mind-blowing, really. And for those ladies that might be listening right now, or may podcast later, kind of early for them, stay with it, ladies. Really, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And I believe a couple of the ladies came from out of Los Angeles. They drove in or flew in just for the meeting. And it was amazing. Stay with it, ladies. Stay with it. Stay with it. Really. Stay with it. The ladies are paying attention to what's happening with them. And if they stay with it, they are overcoming. And if they stay with it, they will overcome completely. It was a doozy. And so, last night the media ended kind of late. Well, I don't know if it ended a little late. And then we hung around talking and a little bit afterward to the ladies and everything. I ended up going to bed really late last night. By the time I got home, I could not go to sleep right away. So I just took my time and moved slowly. And by the time I went to sleep, it was late. And for the first time in 100 years of my life, I overslept this morning. I'm like, what the? I literally overslept, way overslept. I had to run to get here. Really? I'm not shucking and jiving with you. I overslept. I can't believe I overslept. And I don't use a long clock. I haven't used a long clock in about 200 years of my life. And I overslept. And I'm like, what the? I got here so late this morning, I didn't even meet with my producer. He was kind of telling me what was going on as I was rushing into the studio. He was telling me about the package, but I did not sit and talk to him this morning. And he was like, what the? He black. So I overslept this morning, folks, and I'm going to have to just kind of go along with the flow this morning. Isn't that amazing? But it was all worth it. Really. I can experience last night's meeting even right now. I can hear the ladies talking. I can see the sincerity in their faces. I can understand where they were coming from. It was just worth it. But I literally overslept this morning. I ran into the studio because I didn't want to be black and late. It's interesting being black, but I didn't want to be both. So I didn't want to be late at black. I'm here. And it was amazing last night, really. Some people ask, Jesse, how do you do it? How do you do the Ms. for, Lady for, search, counseling, radio show, for the state show, and speaking around and interviewing? Like, what the? Energy given to me by God. It's not my own. It really not. Really. And I don't even really think about it. I just do what's in front of me. So I'm here, but I was late. What the? Anyway, good morning. Hi, y'all. The one thing I do want to tell you, and do what you want with this information, but those who are working on yourself, pay attention. And those people who don't want to and are not working on themselves, suffer and die. Suffer. I want you to know you should never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever again. Never again. Ever, ever, ever again. Be angry or hate not only yourself, but no one again. Never be mad. Never be angry at them. That doesn't mean you got to play with them. You don't have to hang out with them. You don't have to, but don't be angry at them. Really. Men or women, no matter the color or the age. Never be angry at anyone else again. You can speak up, but don't be angry. Don't judge. Because the one thing I know for sure and without a doubt, and if you're not paying attention, you won't notice. You would think that it's them. Human beings, it doesn't matter rich or poor, what race, what where you live, male or female, old or young or old, it doesn't matter. But human beings are not in control of themselves. It's not them. That doesn't mean you accept it as good, but just don't hate. They cannot help themselves. Really. None of us. And until we return to the Father by forgiving the mother and the father, you are controlled by evil. By evil. It's not you. And that's not a reason to go nuts, but I want you to know when people try to hurt you, when people lie and whatever they do to try to hurt you and whatever, just know it's not them. And again, I'm not telling you to put up with it or accept it as good or whatever. But what I'm telling you is that human beings are evil, truly evil, and cannot be trusted. An angry person, male or female, is an evil person and cannot be trusted. And evil people only, on a capital O, only. Think of themselves. It's everything they do, every thought they have, every feeling they have is about self. It's never, ever, ever about the other person. It's always about self. And I promise you, you can bank on that. Whether they're married or not married, children or no children, parents, whatever. Friendships, businesses, human beings are only about self. Everything, every action, every step they make, every step they take everything they do for you or anyone else is about self. It's never about the other person. They pretend that it is. They smile and they act like it is, but it's not. It's about self. And I promise you that. I had given the women an assignment. And the reason I give out these assignments because I'm encouraging you to keep your eyes on what's happening in you, what's really going on with you. And so these assignments, for those who really get with it and stay with it, it helps you to remember to stay present so you can be aware of what's going on in you and through you. And you see what's going on with others. And the assignment was for a whole month, because we meet once a month with the ladies every third Thursday night of the month, and with the guys every first Thursday night of the month. And the assignment was for 1 month forget about you. Don't think about you at all. Don't think about you. And the feedback, they did it. Those that knew about it did it. And the feedback was amazing. It really was. So it was worth being late. It was worth being late today. I still made it in time, but I ran into the studio, really. But what they realized about themselves, without getting into everything that we talked about or what happened, everything they thought, everything they did for the whole month was about self. And some of them are married and not married, dating and all kind of stuff, children. But it was all about self. And they didn't know that that's all they were ever about. Except every human being is that way until you overcome evil. It's about everything angry people do. If you have any iota, a little bit, a taste of anger inside of you, you about you. And you pretend you care and love and about everybody else or someone else, it is not true. Everything you do, everything you think, every feeling you get is about you. Every smile you make, every breath you take is about you. It's mind-blowing to know that, really. It's mind-blowing in a good way because it's shocking to know that all human beings, I don't care who they are, is about self, and you don't know that it's about you. And you kind of know, but you don't really know. Every anger, every feeling of anger you get, every thrill you get, a so-called good thrill, is about you. You, how you make me feel. What you do for me, what you did, what I do for you, and all that. It's about you. And you can't help it. Every nice thing you do and every bad thing you do to others and yourself is about you. Human nature is evil. Really. There's nothing good, period, in human beings. Human beings are not good. And I don't care what your title is, how many, you can have degrees up the yang-yang and then some. James, you know what up the yang-yang is?
No, and I don't want to know. Morning, guys.
That's Hake. Oh, the Hake Report. You're going to be interviewed tomorrow on somebody else's show, right?
That's right. I'm going to appear on Modern Day Debate.
At what time?
6 p.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern.
Amazing. Modern Day Debate?
YouTube channel,
at 6 p.m. The hate going to be there. Get ready.
Was Trump the right pick over Kamala? It's a four-way debate.
That's not even up for this. How you going to debate something that's so obvious? Yes.
I think it's a debatable topic.
I don't know why. But right on, tomorrow at 6 p.m., Saturday.
Indeed.
So you're working on Saturday.
Yeah. Breaking the Sabbath. Well, although 6 p.m., it's basically after sundown, so the Sabbath is ended. The Sabbath begins at sundown Friday, ends at sundown Saturday. So I think I'm still kosher. Kosher hake.
At 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Kosher is a food.
I know. It's just a dog whistle.
Derek said, my producer said, hate is Jewish.
Indeed.
It is Jewish. But anyway, tomorrow check him out on Modern Day Debate at 6 p.m. Human beings are evil, and you are evil for hating them and yourself. Men and women, it doesn't matter the race. So what I recommend, do what you want. Overcome evil with good. You can overcome evil. You're not stuck. There is a way out. But you got to pay attention to you and see what's going on with you. And stop roaming the earth trying to hurt somebody else for a thrill while pretending that you care. Stop roaming the earth trying to hurt your own family, your own friends, your own coworkers, your own boss, your own everything. You are evil. And everything evil people does. And I want you to just pay attention. All you have to do is pay attention. You're like, Jesse, you're right. I didn't pay attention. Pay attention to you. And you will see what's going on with others. You will see it. And if you're truly working on you, you will not judge because you will have understanding. Above all, get an understanding. Human beings are evil. The meeting last night will always be on my mind. You are on my mind. You're always on my mind. You heard that song?
Of course. It's a great song.
Yes. Amazing. You heard that. You heard that one, Nick? Ain't come, baby?
No.
Babe. You not heard that, man.
He's got to have
That's
heard
not
it.
Ringing any bell with.
James said you got to have heard it.
It's always on my mind. Mm-mm.
Well, he got the melody wrong.
Who?
You.
That's going to really throw me off.
How did melodies go?
Maybe I didn't love you quite as good as I should have.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't hold you. It's a really bad melody, off-key, too.
But that's quite how bad what I was doing.
As now. I could have. Little things I should have said. Or done. Girl, I'm so sorry. I was blind.
Oh, that one.
You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
That's a lot more recognizable.
Tell me.
Tell me that right.
I'm starting to blush. Sweet love hasn't died. Terrible. Give me voice of an angel. Give me one more chance to keep you satisfied. You were always on my mind.
So that's more recognizable. The run.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing.
Elvis, rest in peace.
May his soul rest in peace. Amazing, talented man. Gone too soon.
Indeed.
So listen, for your own soul self. Never judge yourself or anyone else again. Speak up, meaning don't judge. Pray for, but don't judge. Human beings are devastating. And it's amazing what human beings would do to themselves and others. There's no limit. Really, there's no limit. What people who are created in the image of God would do to themselves and others. And until you overcome, and you can, you don't have to stay that way. There is a way out. Until you return to love, real love, not emotional love, truth is dispassionate. It's not emotional. And until you return to real love, you're not going to be able to love yourself or anyone else, even if you try. It wouldn't be in you. It's not in your nature. Human beings are evil. I had no idea. But human beings are evil. It's mind-blowing, and they don't care what they do to you. They'll pretend they love you, and you're so sweet. You're so nice. We're such good friends. You're so this, you're so... And then when you don't do what they want or act the way they want you to act or agree with them, all hell will break loose. Because it was always about themselves. It was never about anyone else. Even with their own children, parents, and especially mothers, but father too, because it has the mother spirit. Parents do not love their children. They are lying when they say they love their children. Mothers do not love their children. It's just a showcase personality. That's all it is. It's not real. Look how parents treat their children, mothers especially. And the kids end up growing. When they become adult, you realize they're just like their mama, boys and girls, because you were raised by an evil mother with no love. Don't judge her. She cannot help it. When Christ said on the cross, forgive them. They know not what they do. I have never understood that as clearly as I do now. It was never them. It was never them. So you're the hating and so-called loving and hating is all evil and cannot and should not be taken seriously. So stop judging so you can be free. And you can be free. And when you become free and you can, you don't have to stay that way. You're going to find yourself saving time, meaning not wasting time going to parties and all that crap, spending money. You're going to be surprised how much money you don't spend anymore. You're going to find yourself not wanting to be around people, whereas now you want to be around people because you have so many conflict. You can't even live with yourself because you're not a whole person. You're divided. Last night meeting was bring it all home to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was deep. Stay with it, ladies. The best meeting on this side of the planet. The ladies' forum. I'll be back in a moment. 888-7753. Derek says you have a weak voice, hate.
I don't care what you say, Derek.
Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, folks, welcome back. I was late, but what the? It's the first time in 100 years I've been late. And it's crazy. But it was worth it. Ladies, it was worth it. Right? Couple announcements. Number one, at 9 a.m. this morning, the Hake, H-A-K-E report. TheHakeReport.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake, as you heard him singing, is on fire. It's on fire. From 9 to 11. The guy with the good hair, you white. And then after that, at 11 a.m., Fridays only, a brand new episode of the Fallen State .tv. An amazing discussion with Lauren Salon. And Lauren is a LA-based dating and relationship coach. Watch this.
Next time on the Fallen State.
I noticed that women do not know what they want.
Most women want to be loved and understood on a very, like, deep level.
Do you agree with me that women who sleep around are sluts?
I can see where you're coming from. And that's not to say that it's her fault.
Why is it hard to say, yes, it's her fault? The God below is the woman's God.
What is the God below?
Satan.
That's a bold statement.
But true. It was fun. I enjoyed it, Lauren, talking to you. Today at 11 a.m., right after the Hake report, you will not be disappointed with this one. I don't think you're disappointed with any of the Fallen State shows, but especially this one. And you can support the Fallen State, help us get the work done by helping others. Help us to help others. You can become a member. You can donate there on the YouTube channel, FallenState.tv, or JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. Amazing. And then the one, the only, a pilot who was taught to pilot, not by affirmative action, not by a DEI, but Google, flying high off of natural energy, given to him by God, the King, Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, and the American Anchor Baby. They're the only one with energy from God. Just all over the place and never tire out, never get tired. The American Anchor Baby. Right after the FallenState.tv today. So is that around 12 or 12:30?
Pretty much.
12 or 12:30?
Yep.
Okay. 12 or 12:30 p.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss those Friday night flights. And so far, have anybody do the black fight on your plane?
Regrettably, we've had to deal with a couple of instances, but it's okay. We're able to deal with it on the fly, as they say.
Amazing. But you're safe on the Anchor Baby flight. At 12, between 12 and 12:30, 12 to 15, Pacific time. Stay tuned. And then Sunday morning fellowship. All are invited. Everybody and they mama if you're black. And everybody and their mama if you're white. Fellowship. Come on down. And if you are not in L.A. and can't make it to the fellowship, the meetings on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right? And thank you for your support there. You can support us at rebuildingtheman.donate. And help us to help others. I appreciate it. One thing, another thing I realized about human nature, and it someone came out last night too, we talked about it, is that you can physically help people. You can give them money. You can give them jobs. You can give them whatever. You can help them. And when they get, rebuildingtheman.com/donate. That's how you help. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. That's your hake. Amazing, huh? But when they are ready to turn, they will turn on you. And they don't even remember you helped them out in a physical way. It's like it never happened. They're not grateful. I remember in the good old days, we were taught to be grateful. And then don't turn on the people that helped you. If you want to move on, don't have anything to do with them, that's fine. But they said, don't be grateful when people helped you. And the same thing they taught us is to love our neighbor, pray for one another, don't hate one another. That's all gone now. People take your money and stuff physical and turn up and act like you never helped them. Because the heart is wicked. And angry people are ungrateful people. They don't care. They really don't care. They're looking for the next person to take advantage of, to hurt. That's all it is. And they grin at the next person, act like they're such a victim or so nice. And then they use you. In the family, your own children, your own husband, your own wife, your own daddy, your own mama, and then outside your world. And they just keep on using you until they use you up. Oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Amazing. But that's human nature. Don't be mad at them. They cannot help themselves. Learn from it. But don't be angry. Forgive them. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. When they took Christ to the cross and they turned on him, Judas and others turned on him, the disciples, some of them just didn't know. His own mother didn't know. They didn't know Christ had something beyond death in him. They didn't know he had life. They're like, oh, no, crying at the cross and carrying on. You're killing our king. Instead of crowning him, you put him on the cross. Oh, no. Not Jesus. He's been around giving us insight and the truth, and you put him on the cross. And they cried. And they were afraid. But Jesus understood that though they were adults, they had adult bodies. They had adult bodies, but they were children. They were little children. They did not understand. They did not understand that death must precede life. It must. And they didn't know that Christ sacrificed the illusional self, the delusional self. And they didn't know by Christ sacrificing the delusional self. They thought he was dying. They're like, what's up? They didn't know that because of sacrificing the delusional self, that he would rise again, because he never really died. The delusion died, like the illusion in you have to die. That he would rise again, and because of his action, eternal life is for all who will receive it. It's for all who will receive it. Eternal life. Amazing. Oh, they talk about the blood. But eternal life is for all who will receive it. And Christ died as you must do and I must do. He died of delusions. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. You're not your job. You're not your husband. You're not your wife. You're not your children. You're not your mother. I'm a mother. You're not your daddy. You're not your fears. You're not your happiness. You must die of all those things. You're not your money. You're not your house. You're not your friends. You must die of all illusions and be nothing. And when I say nothing, don't let your mind define that. Because now you're going to say, oh, I'm nothing. And you don't know what that means. But you must die in order to live. Death must occur first. Spiritual death. Not physical, but spiritual death. Delusions. In order to have life. You know, the Christians don't even understand why Christ died. They think he really died, and now they hate the Jews. But you better be grateful. Because of one man's death, eternal life came about, and it's for all who will receive it. Amazing! So, ladies, last night meeting, and everybody, and they mama showed up. I'm like, what the? They want the truth. They want it. And no matter how far they got to go to receive it. But anyway, tomorrow, I believe, they're having a king's rally. A king's rally. They call him king. They call him king. Some people call him, what manner of man is this? They call him amazing. They call him, what manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him daddy. I call him the great white hope. Donald Trump. So they're having a king's rally tomorrow in recognition of the Donald Trump. They say they hate the king, but if they hated the king, they wouldn't even be having a rally. They would stay quiet and go about their business. But they got to recognize the king. USA Today is reporting. And the latest in a series of mass protests since President Donald Trump, took office. No king rally and marches will be held at more than 2,500 locations nationwide on October 18th. Watch this from ABC News 4. ABC News 4.
Hundreds of No Kings protests are preparing to gather across the country this weekend. Republican lawmakers are speaking out against the protests as record numbers of people are expected.
Jesse, according to the No Kings website, over 2,000 protests are expected, some even happening in Europe.
We are trying to save democracy.
Satan.
We love this country. Yeah, that's right. Why we're fighting so hard to save it.
Preparations underway for the upcoming No Kings protests planned for this weekend.
People are sick and tired of this ridiculous authoritarian government.
Other Republican lawmakers voicing their concerns of potential violence.
The left has shown its tendency toward violence, especially in the last few years. Really, in the last few months, that's been exemplified.
There is yet to be any form of violence at any of these protests, according to organizers, and all planned protests must receive clearance from authorities before being announced.
The Trump administration are calling us paid leftist, dangerous people.
Yeah.
While we're walking around in inflatable costumes, blowing bubbles and doing the Cupid shuffle.
Why are men following these women like this? You know something's wrong with this. These women are leading these things. You know something wrong with these rallies. And you follow them right into hell. They don't want, and yet they do want, a man in charge. What's up? Because you listen to the woman, you will, not might, you will suffer. These women are leading all this stupid stuff, and you follow them right into hell. So tomorrow, a King's rally for all who will participate in this mess. They mad at the president because he closed down the borders for the first time in years. Barely any illegal aliens are coming across the border. He brought tariffs, jobs are coming back. People making money again. He's cleaning up the mess by shipping these people back to their countries. The world respects America for the first time in years. And the females are mad, and the beta males are mad. Because they're following mama. Rather than correcting the ladies, they'll go along with it because they have not overcome mama. And they're mad at daddy. Some call him daddy. Isn't that amazing? Trump is blowing drug lords out of the water like now they're going, no. And you're not grateful. What kind of life is that? You're not grateful that daddy's home and cleaned up mama's mess. Human nature, human beings are evil. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, happy Black Friday.
Thank you, man. Amazing.
Yeah, so I was calling because I wanted to know, like, in just relation to what you were saying, do you believe that the genocide on Black people is a real thing?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I don't believe it either. Like, I feel like it's like what people just do a lot of times. It's just an exaggeration. I think that, you know, if you just walk around in the normal world, that Black people are doing fine.
Right. But no, there's no genocide on Blacks. There's genocide on whites. In Africa and America and sound like over there in Europe too, but it's not on Blacks at all.
Well, I can't speak about on Europe and South Africa just because I don't know too much about their politics. But why do you say it's happening to white people in America?
Because if you look around, whites are being robbed, murdered, breaking in their homes or cars, knocking them out on the streets. And no one does anything about it. And the whites are afraid to say anything because they don't want to be called racist or whatever. And they are being their jobs are being taken away from them, their livelihood being taken away from them, and no one does or say. Even the whites don't say. I ask white people on my shows all the time, do you love white people? What? Do you love white people? And they won't say. They say, I love all people. But they won't say white people because they're afraid of being called racist. But yeah, there's a genocide upon white people in America. I'm surprised you ever seen that, Jerome. It happened all the time.
But that's not genocide, though. Like, those things that you listed, like saying, I don't love white people. And
no, I mentioned
genocide
other things, too. They've been killed.
Like,
they are being killed.
Exactly.
They're being beat
genocide,
down.
Though.
They're being beat down in cafes and restaurants and on the airplane.
I don't know about anything
and if you ever seen it, you need to open your eyes wide up.
No, I'm saying those things could be, but that's genocide is a mass slaughter of an entire group of people.
That's what they're doing to an entire group of white people.
No, white people are doing this. White people are not being killed in mass.
Yes, they are.
About getting knocked
yes, they are.
First of all, getting knocked out is not getting killed.
No, they're being
killed
too.
Not getting killed.
There was a white girl on a train.
That's one example.
Taking to work, and some black guy, according to a report, and allegedly, I have to say that, just stabbed her in the neck for no reason other than he got that white girl. And then there was a white guy giving a talk at a university or somewhere. A white guy. And somebody shot him in the neck in front of the world. And a whole lot of people, especially black people, are proud of that. They are happy about that. So how come you don't see that white people are being genocided, not only in Africa, mommy Africa, but in America too? It's so bad, Jerome, that in Louisiana, the whites are separated from the blacks and starting their own town again, their own laws, their own courts, their own police, because the races cannot live together. Human beings are so evil, they can't live together.
So you just said
why
it's a
you
human
don't
being
see
issue.
That?
It's not a white issue. It's not a white genus. First of all, you brought the
why
guy that
you
got
don't
shot
see
the
that,
by
Jerome.
Another white person. So you just named me
Jerome.
Two examples. That doesn't mean a
Jerome.
Genocide. Jesse.
Jerome, why don't
I
you
saw
see
those,
it?
I saw those two people getting killed. That is not genocide.
Have you,
two people get killed.
There was a white man and a white woman
that's
over
that's
in
a
Ohio.
Third example, Jesse. Why you just keep on listing examples instead of talking about genocide?
Jerome,
genocide.
There was a white man
genocide.
And a white woman over in Ohio got beat down.
That's not
are
they alive? Are they alive?
What?
Are they alive?
Are they alive?
Yeah, you said they got beat down, so they weren't killed, right?
Genocide is just not about killing, man. What the?
Are they alive? I'm asking you a question. Are they still breathing?
I hope so.
Okay, so they're alive. That's not genocide.
It is genocide,
Jerome. Giving a bunch of random examples.
How much proof you need
I'll tell you,
for genocide?
I'll tell you what's genocide. Genocide is what the Jews are doing right now.
Joe Biden, you can't hide. Amazing. Thank you, Jerome. I got to take a break. 2 more hours to go. Straight to the calls in your super chat. Hate news and not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor, top quality, specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores and get Punchy's Coffee.
A whole lot of
that's going on in the world. It's out of control. But our greatest president is cleaning, helping to clean up the mess, bringing in white babies by in vitro fertilization, which incidentally, I think it kills a lot of babies too, maybe. So I don't know about that one. But the Ukraine and the Russia drama is next on Trump's list to clean up and bring peace into the world, right? And John Bolton, warmonger, crazy guy, liberal, Trump hater, rhino, whatever he is, got indicted, really, is the word. And there's a mayoral debate with that commie Muslim foreigner. Well, he was born here, but he's an anchor baby, not to be confused with the good one. Democratic socialist commie who is trying to shame Chris Cuomo, or not Andrew Cuomo, for not going to a mosque enough in New York. Crazy. And it's a big mess. So this is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Friday. It's also Get It Off Your Chest Day. And there is one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to your calls. All right. Great women's forum last night. Shout out to the ladies. The Fallen State happening today, right after Hake. Okay. Hake is right after JLP, then the Fallen State, and then American Anchor Baby. All right. Nice. And then Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. But Commie Nonsense Network's CNN reports President Donald J. Trump announced a deal to offer common fertility drugs at steep discounts through Trump RX. RX is like an abbreviation for prescription or something like that, I think. Don't ask me why. I've never really looked into it. But Trump RX, a direct-to-consumer drug platform set to launch in January of 2026, just in a few months, I guess. Wonder if it'll work or have glitches, like the Obamacare website had glitches, they called them. Remember that? The initiative is part of a broader effort to expand access. Communist buzzword. But it's Christian communism because it's Trump, right? To in vitro fertilization, the Christians don't usually, or at least many of us, don't like in vitro fertilization. I'm not sure about it. But I heard some bad things about it. They freeze the babies. And then they just use some of them and then kill the rest. Something like that. It's a mess. But anyway, reduce the cost of IVF, in vitro fertilization, through key details of its implementation, though key details of its implementation remain unclear. Nice. Whatever. How about start having babies earlier in life so you don't have to have that stuff, right? I don't know. I get it. I'm old too, sort of. Ukraine, the Ukrainian president, not a Christian. Oh, Volodymyr is, or is he a Christian now? I don't know. But I haven't heard anything. Is it Volodymyr or Volodymyr? Zelensky scheduled to meet with our greatest president Trump at the White House today as Russia's war now dragging on for more than 3 years. Thanks, Biden, which is Obama. Shows no end in sight. Zelensky's expected to push for American Tomahawk missiles. Tomahawk. So cool. Like the American Indians have their hatchet type things. But it's a tomahawk, but it's a missile. Would allow it to strike deep within Russia. Wow. Trump has indicated he is open to the idea, recently floating the possibility of giving the Ukraine long-range missiles unless Russia dramatically changes their negotiating posture. Trump also said he plans to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin, the most interesting man in the world, at least at one point, in Budapest, Hungary, in the coming weeks to discuss the war following a lengthy phone call yesterday, I heard. Yeah, with Putin on Thursday, that Trump described as, quote, very productive, unquote. So cool. The dream team coming together right now over us. Sweet. Anyway, I'll tell you about John Bolton next hour. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, hour two. Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. And my biblical question this week, which do you prefer, being good or doing good? Which do you prefer, being good or doing good? Which do you prefer? An amazing question. It really is. And to... For those who you got to run around, you just can't sit and watch the show, but you want to be listening anyway, you can listen on your phone. You can podcast, and when you get back home from the King's Rally or whatever, you can podcast, and then, but in the meantime, while you're at the King's Rally and they call him King, you can be listening to the show on your phone, by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we are going to get you your super chats. And it is Friday. It's Express Yourself Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is Whatever's on Your Mind Friday. It is / Black Friday. This is where how it was when I was growing up. This is the way it was. This is how it is. What's wrong now with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
This is black excellence.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror is about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Amazing, huh? And they and Jerome, he mean what? Nice guy. He said, there's no genocide on white people. What the? If you don't see that in America and mommy South Africa and the Europe countries, that there is a genocide on white people, I don't know what it's going to take. Do you want to see everybody with being affected or something? What will it take for you to see that? Why is it that the D.C. court giving teenagers who attack beat balls, you don't attack beat balls and get away with it? But these teenagers, and I believe they were black, attacking beat ball, white guy, they got probation after a serious beat down, according to the report. And they get no jail time. Would that happen if white people had done that to the blacks? Or would they be under the jail forever? Washington Examiner is reporting a Washington, D.C. court on Tuesday granted probation for teenagers who brutally attack former Department of Government efficiency staffer Big Ball. Watch this from Washington Examiner.
A Washington, D.C. court granted probation to two teenagers who assaulted former Department of Government efficiency staffer Edward Big Balls Korstein in August. The verdict means the teens can now avoid jail time. Former Doge face Elon Musk decried the sentence, calling the judge racist.
Yeah.
The unnamed boy and girl, both age 15, pleaded guilty to simple assault. The assault contributed to Trump's takeover of the Metropolitan Police over the summer. The boy faces a 12-month probation sentence, while the girl will serve 9 months of probation. The judge stressed the defendants should be rehabilitated rather than punished for the crime. At least 8 other people who participated in the assault remain at large.
Isn't that amazing? It's a genocide on white people in America. Did you ever imagine that would be? And they don't want to call it. Jerome, nice guy, like his call. But he's like, oh, no, there's no genocide. There's no genocide. It's kind of sad, too, when you think about it. A black female judge. It's like the men who are following these women at these rallies. Why would you follow a woman at a rally? I understand you're beta. I used to do it, too. When I was blind and could not see. So I do understand it, but no. There is a genocide of white people in America, in South Africa, and in Europe. Isn't that amazing? In their own country. Think about that. In their own country. Human beings are evil. Larry is from Florida, a first-time caller. Larry, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Can you hear me clear?
Hey, Larry.
Hey, Jesse. I want to get it off my chest, but I want to start off with a biblical question.
Are you on a speaker or something, Larry?
Can you hear me?
Hold on a minute, Larry. I'm going to let Derek helped you with your phone. It sounds like you're on a speaker, Bluetooth or something. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Boston, Mass. Tom out of Boston. Tom, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Tom.
Yeah, I've been watching you, listening to you for years. First-time caller, though. Yeah, this genocide thing, it's crazy, and it really is, especially about how the left and the Dems, mainstream media, saying that we're the enemy, and, you know, the Republicans are the enemy, and God forbid we do good. You know, you said in Africa, there's been thousands and thousands of whites being killed, and Christians, you know. I just want to comment on that.
Yeah, it's a mess. And
it really is.
What's really amazing about it, if black people were being genocided by white people, or really any other race, but especially by white people would be in prison. All of them would be in jail.
Oh, my God. Yeah, forget about it.
But when it's been done to the white people by the blacks, and sometimes other races are attacking, especially illegal aliens. Oh, no genocide, yeah. No. It's no big deal. They got this black judge letting these people out, according to the report, with no probation, and or granting them probation, and no big deal. You just need help. This is why white people should not let black people take over their country. They won't do anything but destroy it. It's amazing.
Individualizing people and say that. Having everybody on the same page, and they pull that card for political stunts, and like this rally coming up this weekend, this Hate America rally. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a major terrorist attack on this country soon.
Well, I hope not, but at this point, I just don't know.
What's going on in the world right now, it's a mess. It really is.
Yeah.
these cartels and all these gangs coming into this country, and now it's Trump's racist because he's importing illegal immigrants, not legal, you know?
The president is doing nothing but good for the country. I've never seen, in years, I've not seen America come back to be America again in the way that Donald Trump is trying to do it.
And
the people mad at him about it.
Yeah,
they don't want you to
be
well.
That man does not sleep. He constantly does good for America.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do this. That's a hard job. He, you know?
Yeah.
It's insane how media is projecting us and labeling us as racist and fascist and
but
all
if
that.
And you're right about the media, the underside of evil. You're right about the politicians, the underside of evil. But you can't blame them because if people were to overcome an evil heart, they wouldn't fall for a lie, want to go hurt somebody and all that kind of stuff. The heart got to change. And that way, when evil try to deceive you, it wouldn't work.
Okay, I understand. I see what you mean.
And you're right. They are being influenced, but why are you so easily influenced to murder people? What would make you want to go to a rally put on by a bunch of angry females? That don't even make sense to me. But because you're evil, you can't see what you're doing, and you end up doing it.
Exactly. They're insecure. They have problems themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Insecurity. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They don't have God. They don't have God in their life. They don't have real life experience. They're not even educated in the world. It's insane how stupid people are.
I know, man. It's a mess. Tom, thank you for your call, man. And
thank you.
And my country's gone, Tom.
I at this point, it's sad to say it's going down the hole.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah.
Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you again another time.
All
thank
right,
you.
Buddy. Thank you. Amazing. Let me try Larry then again. Larry, let's try it again. A first-time caller out of Florida. Larry?
Hi, can you hear me, Jesse?
Yeah.
I just want to start off with a biblical question before I get it off my chest.
Which do you prefer, being good or doing good?
That's a good question. Doing good or being good, I'm going to say, I'm going to say neither, because I feel like I don't want to think about being good, and I don't want to think about doing good, if you know what I mean. I feel like, and I don't want to bash Christians, but I feel like when you do good or be good and you're trying to be, it's like you get an ego out of it, and it's really just an ego thing. Like, ooh, look, I done good. Ooh, look, I'm being good. Just to make yourself feel good. I just don't want to think about neither. I kind of just want to be. If that makes sense.
Amazing. Well,
I'm not, you can't answer, but.
Yeah, I appreciate you responding to the question, though. And if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Oh, okay, it's just a Friday. I want to get off my chest. So just let me.
All right.
Let me stir the pot and turn it over and cook real quick for about 2 minutes, okay? I just want to get off my chest. It's Friday. Feeling good and fired up. Got paid. You know what I mean? But, I wanted to just speak on, like, just as I get older and wake up, I kind of realize that it's never been about really the truth. It's just about who we like. And people don't really give a darn about the truth. It's just about who we like. Can we agree on that?
Well, it's not even about who you like. It's about self. Human beings are all about self. So, Larry, hold on. I'm being told your phone. It does sound muffled again. It still sounds bad. Hold on for Derek. We'll see if we can clear it up. You may have to call back on a real phone and not an Obama phone. So hold on. 888-7753-773. Super, 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 super chat.
Super chat.
Amazing. Super.
Nice. Yesterday we had a bunch left over. Thank you, guys. Eugene bought 5 coffees. Good morning, Jesse and crew. My friend went and seen that pastor. The pastor touched him and my friend fell on the ground. Can you explain what that was? Thank you, Jesse.
I can't. I wasn't there, so I don't know. I don't know. But interesting. Thank you.
Kayla, Five Coffees. Hi, Jesse. Bible Thumper Thursday yesterday. What does it mean to be poor in spirit? Thank you.
To be angry and separated from the truth. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Kayla. Over on Buy Me a Coffee, someone, Five Coffees, no message. Thank you. And Boo2 asks on YouTube yesterday, doesn't Jesus make clear he has higher standards for his apostles, disciples, who are going into their ministry than for the rest of us? Love you, Jesse. I think you are right.
What did you say?
Doesn't Jesus make clear he has higher standards for his apostles, disciples, who are going into their ministry than for the rest of us? He asks. That's correct.
No. Jesus doesn't have one standard for somebody else and a different standard for another person. Not at all. Interesting question, though. Thank you.
Thank you, Boo2. Eric, Five Coffees, racism doesn't exist. It's a perpetuated story.
That's for sure. It's a lie. Racism is a made-up lie. Simple as that. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone, Three Coffees, young people get trust issues and say they want to think for themselves, end up narcissistic because they still want permission to think differently. Why is that?
Old people are like that, too, because they can't see. They're angry. Amazing.
Anthony, Bible Thumper Thursday, drunk as a skunk.
Thank you. That's right.
And someone, Ben on Cash App for JLP.
Thank you, Ben. Ben, not too much, I want no more.
Great.
Thank
song.
You.
Shout out to Cactus Eater Bear and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew yesterday. That was cool.
Shout out. Amazing.
Anthony, all illegal wigs being sent back to Nicaragua.
Nicaragua. Amazing. Thank
you. And KB Jackson, blacks are disabled, need more room nines, says he. Katanji.
Oh, they need to get Katanji out of that Supreme Court right away, like immediately.
Yes.
That heifer has no business. Katanji Browner, Brown.
That's right.
She has no business being on, she's a DEI.
Completely.
Amazing. Can you imagine hate that these blacks were accused of beating Big Ball down? We saw the guy being just tumbled.
Yeah.
And a black judge gave them probation, granted them probation. We're talking about they need to be something.
Somebody said that they're not, Democrats are not soft on crime. They want you R-worded, raped. They want you,
yeah,
they want criminals on the street to bring chaos and fear and
so
the government can control you.
Yes, 100%. That's why they like always encouraging it and stuff like that.
Yep.
They want you mad. They want you afraid. They want you scared so that they can get power, so-called power and wealth. That's amazing.
And then pretend to be the good guy.
No.
To pretend to swoop in and save you.
What
sick
a mess.
People.
Thank you.
Anthony, Black Friday, we love the blacks, he says. Indeed we do. That's on Cash App. That's Bond JLP.
We love the blacks. Thank you.
App.
Amazing. Thank you. Who is it?
That was Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate it.
Groovin' Three Coffees, buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. Great guest yesterday. Yesterday.
I know. That was fun with Matthew Smith.
Matthew Stephen Smith.
Yeah.
STEAPHEN.
It was fun, nice. Matthew. And he stayed for 2 hours. Normally, we just have 30 minutes, maybe an hour guest. But it was so much fun. It went for a whole 2 hours. Amazing.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Groovin. He also says, biblical question.
Which do you prefer, being good or doing good?
I'm stumped on this one because I don't know what good means anymore. So I'll take an F on my report card this time around. Upside down, smile emoji. Thanks and God bless. Looking forward to church. He says grooving. Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
And Kelly, you are amazing. Why, Jesse, why do people think honoring parents means physically caring for them? I thought honoring means forgiving and not resenting. My sister took our mom in and expects me to help change her diapers because mom refused to walk out of fear. What the? I've already went to her and forgave her, but the resentment comes and goes still because it's gross. Throw up emoji. Do I still have to forgive her again? And is changing her diapers really what it means to honor her? Asks Kelly.
No, it's not at all. And the reason children feel like they got to take care of mama, mama set them up to feel that way as little children. I did this for you. I had you. I took care of you. I did it. Now you owe me. They set you up like an investment to take care of them. And if you don't do it, especially if you're angry, you feel guilty. Do the silent prayer. If you've gone and forgiven her, watch that anger. Don't call it you so that you can overcome it. All right? I wish you well. But no, they put that on you. They make you feel guilty, especially mothers, because they want you to. They don't take care of themselves. They don't prepare for retirement, you know, life in the right way, and because they know you're going to take care of them. And they're going to make you miserable by imposing on you. Amazing, huh? Thank you.
Indeed. And also on YouTube, Jeffrey, new member, on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Andrew on X live stream. Does Jesse ever come to Missouri?
Yeah.
Nice. Good morning, Jesse.
I do. Thank you.
And he says in response to the BQ, I think if you're trying to be good, you will do good because that is your aim, to be good.
Amazing.
So
thank you.
It sounds like he wants to be good.
I put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Huang Niembui. Pardon my butchering of your name. Did Jesse do the silent prayer too, even though he was late?
You mean like this morning?
This morning, yeah.
Oh, I was late. Of course. What the? Hey, that much rushing in the world. I put that before in seeking, and I'm using the word seeking, first before all things. Really. Thank you.
Cuckoo Jiao asks, will kids
ask?
Will kids born to born again parents be perfect?
Yeah. But you ain't gonna find no born again perfect parents. But
Marcus G90, it's not even Bible Thumper Thursday anymore, and Jesse was running for his life. Running black man emoji with smoke blowing behind him.
If anybody asks, what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved. Sanctify and running for my life. Amazing. Thank you.
Lori with a BQ answer.
Which do you prefer, being good or doing good?
I see the ego prefers to do good because I still get stabs of good feelings when the thought comes that I did good. I'm watching it disappear day by day when I see it's not me. Thanks, Jesse, says Lori.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
AOC, says Anthony, equals whites men dominate black and brown people.
Amazing.
Like that, she
Thank
says.
You. I don't quite understand that, but okay.
Yeah, me neither, but interesting. Yeah. And Brooke gave a few coffee emojis. Thank you, Brooke.
Thank you, Brooke.
Very cool. Eugene says, my friend told me after that pastor touched him, that he fell on the floor and he was laughing uncontrollably. Is that an evil spirit? Thank you, Jesse.
Sometimes people fall out when the pastor touch him because they don't want the pastor to look silly that touching them didn't work. And so they don't want to embarrass the pastor, and so they fall out so that, I don't know what happened with this person, but so that they're trying to make the pastor feel better. And they're like, what the? Amazing. Thank you.
Renee, three coffees. Hake, I didn't know you couldn't sing. You have a voice. You have the voice of a demon.
Ooh.
Make a grown man cry with that voice. Not happy tears. Laughing face sideways with tears coming out.
Where is the love?
Brutal.
Thank you.
That was love. That was tough love.
That's right.
Way too tough.
That's right.
Roy says, baby, everything is all right. Uptight, out of sight. Baby, everything is all right. Uptight, out of sight. Right after Renee's chat. I know. Thank you, Roy.
Eat your heart out, Renee. Amazing. And, thank you.
And Roy.
Thank you, Roy.
Roy with another. Jesse was late. He black.
He black. But I still made it on time, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I made it before the introduction of the show ended. I was here. Amazing. Thank you.
Charles, hey, Jesse, in the song Midnight Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight and the Pips, there's a line where Gladys says, I'd rather live in his world than live in mine without him. You have told women repeatedly that they must move into his world. And can you sing a chorus of this song for Black Friday?
How does it go?
Midnight Train to Georgia? It goes, I'd rather live in his world than live in mine without him.
Amazing.
And the melody is on the tip of my mind and I don't know any of the lyrics.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of it, Renee. That's Renee?
Yeah.
If it hit me, I will sing it.
But we're not your trained monkeys that we do whatever you want.
I'm not a monkey. I can't sing just because someone says sing. But thank you, Renee.
Even though we wish we could.
Yeah.
JV, the great three coffees. What the caller Jerome doesn't understand is there's multiple stages of genocide. If it reaches the mass killing stage, then it's too late.
Yeah.
Indeed.
That is such a good point. I don't believe that Jerome don't see the genocide on white people in America. I don't believe anyone don't see it now. They won't say it out loud because in America, you know, white people hate it for no reason at all. But they're to blame for no reason at all. And so he just doesn't want to admit it. He has to see it. He just don't want to admit it.
Yep.
Because it's happening to whites. If the same thing was happening to the blacks by whites, it'll be, oh, yeah, I see it everywhere. But it is happening, whether you admit it or not. Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, the racism and Nazi slur that they've been leveling against whites for the past decades is a dehumanizing tactic.
For 70 years they've been doing it.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Edvardas, five coffees. Hey, Jesse, once I saw the light, and I couldn't see my thoughts and the emotions, and emotions are not me. Or I could see my thoughts and emotions are not me once I saw the light, Edvardas says. I thought this would stay, and I didn't do the silent prayer. Now that I have seen the light, I think, I want to go back. I've been in the fallen state for a while now. It's hard to see my thoughts and emotions. For example, I get angry, then I realize what I did afterwards. So hard to separate myself from that. After I've seen the light, I feel like I'm in a deeper hole. So my question is, how do I get change from this fallen state? Amazing. Greetings from Lithuania.
Amazing. Suffer and die. That's what happens when you stop doing it. It's best not to start if you're not committed to all the way to the end. But don't judge yourself. Just come back to go back to the prayer and stay with it. And don't pay attention to what the thoughts will tell you about it. All right? I got to stop there, hey.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Amazing. We'll come back to there. Let me go to Norway and talk to William. William from Norway. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, William.
Hi. I had a question, but today is Black Friday, right?
No.
It's not Black Friday?
No.
Okay, so I will go to my question then.
No, it's Black Friday, William. What the?
Okay, I'm not really black, but I'm Ethiopian, so I'm brown.
You Ethiopian?
Yeah.
But you black then?
But not like American black.
Oh, right? Hold on, William. Don't hang up. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Right to the phone calls. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. Support us. Help us do to help others. And I appreciate those who are supporting us, all right? Go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate. rebuildingdemand.com/donate. And or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. You can mail it in if you, you don't want to, however, make a check of money order out to B-O-N-D, Bond, and mail it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can scan the QR code to support Bond. Right there, see that QR code? You can scan that. And again, you can call 800-411-2663. All right? And I thank you all in advance. And those who love and being helped by what we're doing, or those who hate us, you still can support us. Help us to help others. You may not want to be helped, but at least help us to help others, all right? I do appreciate it. And like this video, like all the videos. Like them now. Go real fast and just like, hit like the video. I do appreciate it. Let me go back to... So you get Derek told me to tell y'all to get us up to thousands of likes. 1,000 like. We want that today. Amazing, huh? Amazing. Let me go back to William out of Norway, who is Jamaica. Did he say Jamaican?
No, I'm Ethiopian.
Ethiopian. Go ahead, William. Yeah. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
So do you consider Ethiopian black, like American black?
Yeah, I mean, they different in personality and language and stuff like that. So, no, they're different. You're right about that. Absolutely.
Okay, because I'm listening to you a lot, you know, and I see what you mean about the black people.
Yeah.
But when I talk to other white people here in Norway and I try to explain to them, like, I try to explain to them, like, black people and foreigners are not really good people. Like they don't really care about their country.
Yeah.
They look at me like I'm like this crazy person or like I'm saying something stupid, you know?
As a matter of fact, American blacks don't like foreign blacks. They're jealous of them because normally, when foreigners come here, the blacks from other countries, they tend to work hard. They get an education. They work hard. And they kind of like the Jews. They stay together. They build their families. And the American blacks become jealous of that And they say, well, you think you're white. You act like white people, so they're jealous of the foreign blacks.
But I'm seeing also here in Norway, like, even the females, they don't really like their own men or their own people. And they talk about bad things about the white man. And they're looking at me like I'm the crazy one for saying, like, these black people are not really here for you. And but I was thinking yesterday, I'm like, okay, maybe I should use this advantage for myself because I'm black and the doors are opening for me. And is it bad for me to think like this or?
So you're saying that because you're black, you get more opportunity because you're black, and you're asking, are you wrong for taking advantage of those opportunities?
Yes, because when I speak to these people, they look at me like I'm the crazy one. I'm like, okay, I have this knowledge, and instead of trying to convince them, like this, the Muslims who come here, like the Somalians, they are not really for them,
right,
or they are not really good people.
Right.
They're trying to argue with me, so I'm like, okay, think what you want, and let me take advantage of this. But I'm supposedly black,
well,
even though I don't identify as black.
I don't know about what you mean by take advantage of it. I mean, if opportunities come for you and they seem to be good and they are good opportunities, you definitely should take the opportunity, but don't, like, take advantage of someone because they're weak.
Okay, and why not?
Why not take advantage of a weak person?
Yeah.
Because what you do to others, you're doing it to yourself. And so I promise you that as you're doing that to others, you're doing it to you, and you will regret it later.
Okay, because this come to the second question. And
but
I
if you
like...
have the opportunity to get a job or opportunity.
No, I mean, like, if somebody is, like, at work, I don't like him. I use the right race card, you know? Something like that.
Is someone what?
If someone is bad at work or I don't like him or I don't like the boss, maybe I use, like, the race card or, like, to navigate the world.
No, never do that. Because you should never get angry at another person anyway.
Yeah.
And you should never do that. Don't call them racist and all that kind of stuff. You should be a better light. You want the people to find their way to overcome that fear of being called racist. So you're not gonna treat them the way other people treat them just because they believe that they're racist or they've been called that. Don't do that.
Okay, but this one goes to my second question, and I need a real fatherly advice. I was thinking about my life yesterday, and I've been listening to you a lot, and I've been reading like books about like spirituality and everything. And hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
And I was thinking, like, my life is, like, really mess. I was thinking about, like, older friends I have. Like, I change jobs, like, clothes, and I have self-conflict. And I was thinking, what do I really want out of my life? And if bad and good was not, like, an option, like, what do I want from my life? And I really just want to live like my life, like be rich and sleep with a lot of women. And what I understood about spirituality and everything I read is like there is no good and bad. There is no like good and evil. It's just easy, you know? And am I wrong for thinking like this or... What do you think about what I come up with?
You need to drop all the thinking and just live and don't want for those things at all. Just want for what is right. Want the truth. Seek first the truth in the right way and all be added to you. You shouldn't be wanting for any of those things because you'll get them and you'll still be miserable.
But isn't better first to get them and then to realize that that is empty instead of holding back the real desire to get them?
There's nothing wrong with going to work, making money, having a home and all that. But it's just for you to use physically, and it's never going to satisfy the inner nature at all. You can't. There's no such thing as getting enough money and making yourself feel happy or free. You got to drop your anger, William, and return to the Father if you want to have perfect peace. Material things are not going to do that.
I understand that, but I'm thinking, like, if I give the mind what he wants, he sees that is empty, and then I can go forward from there.
And where are you getting those thoughts from?
I was examining my life yesterday, and I'm like, okay, if good and bad and God doesn't exist and nothing hinders me, what do I really want from life?
Why do you think God doesn't exist? God does exist.
I know, but I'm thinking, like, if there was no good and bad, and
there is good and bad. There's good and evil. Evil is real and good is real.
But is it good?
Evil dwells in human hearts. That's why human beings are so evil, and that's why they treat themselves and others the way they do, because they're evil and they can't help it. And so you got to overcome evil with good.
But who is the one who decide what is good and evil?
You would know it when you see what's happening inside of you. And the reason that you're miserable is because of evil. It's not because of what you have or don't have. It's because your heart is evil. And but, it's telling you, well, if you get a lot of women, you get a lot of money, then you're going to be happy and you should go for it. It's lying to you. It's setting you up. And that's why you should not listen to thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too, but I'm thinking, like, okay, right now I'm miserable, right? But I'm not where I want to be in life and I'm miserable. But is it better to be miserable and rich?
Where do you want to be in life?
I want to, like I said, I want to be rich. I want to have a lot of women.
But why you want that?
Live my life freely.
Why you want that? You don't know what you want in life. Human beings don't know what they want. They don't know what they need. They don't even know what to pray for. So why are you wanting something that you don't even know? You're wanting stuff that you don't know you want. You're making... Evil is making that up, and you think you're doing that.
Okay, but I examined my life yesterday, like you said, and that's what I come up with.
No, you didn't come up with that idea. Evil told you that, and you think you came up with it. You wouldn't come up with an idea like that on your own. Human beings cannot they cannot make their own decisions. It's impossible. Those are not your ideas. But you didn't come up with that.
Isn't it true that, like, right now I cannot decide to wake up? I cannot decide myself, like, to find the truth? Isn't that the truth?
I don't know what you mean by that. You can know that you don't want to be who you are anymore. You're tired of living this way, and then a change will come. But you can't make that change.
But can I make that decision? Like, okay, today I don't want to be this guy, I want to wake up.
No,
can I make that decision?
But you can't say what you want to be, though. You have to know that you want to be different, but you can't fill in the blanks as to what different you want to be. Because if you come up with your idea of what difference is, then those ideas are going to cause you to try to create that, and you still would be miserable. All you have to know is that I want to be different. And leave it alone. Leave it blank. All right?
Okay, so should I give up the idea of, like, because I don't want to sit down and do nothing. I want to, like, maybe...
Go to work, save your money, and buy yourself a home, and one thing at a time, and you'll be fine.
Okay, so, you know, everything I learned from you and the books and about women, about life, I was thinking about using that to my advantage because many people don't know that. And
no, don't do that. You're playing with fire by doing that. You're stealing your head and you're lost. Get away from that kind of thinking, all right? And do the silent prayer, forgive so you can be free. I got to run, William. Thank you, buddy. Let me go to Texas and talk to another William. William, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, William.
Hey, yes, sir. So I actually have a few questions this morning. First being, so I know the Bible said to be fruitful and multiply. And I have a lot of international friends. Pretty much my question is it evil as a Christian to have multiple wives? So because I have a friend who said he wants 25 sons, and he was like, you know, women, it takes about 9 months to, you know, have a human from start to finish. He's like, that's not possible. And he was just like, the Western society made it so it's not, you know, like you could basically, you know, do man to man wise. I mean, you could do homosexual marriages, and this is a lot of chaos going on, but they won't allow that. And he was like, it's a Christian country. That's the reason. And I don't know. I was just really curious on this topic.
How many wives do you have now?
I don't have any wives.
How many do you want?
I think about two or three would be nice.
Why? Why you want so many? You can't even handle one.
Well, the thing is, I wanted many sons. I wanted like 8 or 9 sons.
But why you want so many wives? You can't handle one.
I'm still in university right now.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
So why do you want so many and you can't handle one?
I don't know if all women are the same. Maybe if there's three, that's like, I just want to know if it was evil.
Why do you want so many, though? And where are you getting this idea from that you want more than one?
Well, I guess the ancient kings or whatever, they had multiple wives in the Bible. And I don't know. I have a lot of African friends who their fathers had multiple wives and all that.
Why are you trying to live your life based on what other people are doing? Why don't you just be you and live your own life? Because you're taking on other people's misery.
Okay.
Why don't you just leave them in their hell and don't judge them, but leave in their hell and just live your life? Why are you wanting what someone else has or want?
Right on. Okay.
No, that was a question.
Oh, well, it's not that I want what they want.
You talk to these friends, international friends. And right, have more than one, and you're wanting that.
No, well, they know people who do. It's pretty much just a conversation, like locker room talk.
But it makes but you would, want it, though. You said you want three wives.
I wouldn't
and
mind.
And you want
it.
A bunch of sons. You shouldn't be wanting for
want
anything.
Okay. I shouldn't want for anything, you said?
No.
Okay.
You should only want the truth.
The Bible doesn't say to be fruitful and multiply.
But it doesn't mean what you said. If you want, and when the Bible says want, it doesn't mean you want that first, right? You want what's right first, and then the truth will add unto you what you should have.
Yes,
so,
sir.
But you're 25, you say, right?
That's correct.
You're still young. I would suggest you stop wanting for anything. You know, okay. Go to work, go to school, you're in school, save your money, buy your house, but only seek the truth and put that for and let the truth add to you what you have.
Yes, sir.
And when you have these conversations with these people, don't let them influence you to want what they have or want, because those people are miserable, and you'll get that, and you'll be miserable. You shouldn't want for what others have.
Yes, sir.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
So drop all those ideas because you're being influenced in the wrong way.
Okay. And you would also say that is that's not like ideal for a Christian as well, or that doesn't matter?
That's not an idea for anyone. You only if you do get married, you should only have one wife, and the wife should have one husband.
Okay.
And those people who are doing that, they have made the woman their God, and so they can't get enough of God. And then they can't, when they do get them, they can't handle them because it's their God. They don't know how to really be the example that they should be.
Yes, sir.
So I recommend you drop that idea, man, and just live your life. 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly to Super Chat. Super Chat.
Exciting. Hunt has bought two coffees. Amazing. I found out in the Viking Bible, whatever that is. It says, Odin, Father God, All Father, says, I drag the anger out of you so that I can give you peace.
Amazing. Thank you.
Spinecone 505 bought five coffees. Thanks for pointing the way, JLP.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
I am nobody, says answer to the BQ.
Which do you prefer, being good or doing good?
I be good, because you can't do good if you're not right with God and have the right spirit and let go of anger. If you're not good, then everything you do will be from the wrong spirit, like ego and anger. Love you, Jesse. Also, real quick, because of time, if you have any advice for a single mother working on herself, what would it be?
That you practice staying present. Drop the anger, practice staying present, and let the truth work on your behalf. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Eric, five coffees. When you take credit for anything, Satan tortures you in hell, says he.
When you do what?
When you take credit for anything.
Amazing. Absolutely. Thank you. That's right.
Gustavo, growing up being called a good kid when it was revealed to me that I was no good later in life. No one is good. Only God is good. Doing good can only be done if it's God's will, because I don't know what doing good is, says Gustavo. Seemingly, an answer to the BQ. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Very nice. And let me just double check over there on Cash App. Adler says, staying with it.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Thank you. I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Hate news is coming now. I'll be back in a moment. All that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right?
serious, serious mess going on in the world. But some cleanup too, so do not fret. Our greatest president is dealing with Chicago. Very nice. And there's something going on with the Catholic Church. Huh. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, also known as Black Friday, AD 2025. And let's see, how are the lines looking? There looks to be one line open for y'all. 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. It's the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Friday, the 17th of October, AD 2025. Shout out to the ladies, excellent women's forum. Make sure you join us for church with Jesse Lee Peterson this Sunday, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Very cool. Don't forget the Fallen State happening after the Hake Report today, and then American Anchor Baby happening after that. So cool. John Bolton, President Trump's former national security advisor, turned adversary. Probably he was always an adversary, a Judas, if you will, facing criminal charges over his handling of classified documents. Information. He is now the third high-profile Trump critic to be indicted in less than a month. John Bolton accused of sharing highly classified information with family members over email. Not just any old email, Gmail or AOL email. Whoever heard of AOL? What are you, boomer? Yeah, he's probably a boomer. When he served, quote-unquote, as national security advisor. And even since, I heard. Not sure. He has denied any wrongdoing and claims to be Trump's latest target. They always lie, don't they? In the weaponization of his Justice Department, which is rich because they're the ones who will weaponize the Justice Department against him and against white people and against the Tea Party and against voter integrity people and all kinds of mess. They weaponize the whole entire government. That's redundant, whole entire. Also an exaggeration. Slight. These charges are not just about his focus on me or my diaries. Wow, a grown man with diaries. But his intensive effort to intimidate his opponents to ensure that he alone determines what is said about his conduct. So said John Bolton. So rich. Look in the mirror. Adding that he plans to fight the charges, of course. New York City mayoral debate. You know, with that socialist Muslim guy? The three candidates vying, so-called, to be New York City's next mayor faced off Thursday in the first general election debate. Zohran Mamdani, 33-year-old Democratic socialist, better known as communist, and clear front-runner of the race, faced sharp attacks from his rivals. I heard he admitted he's smoking pot or getting pot, buying pot. All proud and smiley and laughing. It's not funny, to quote my competitor, AJ. He didn't answer exactly how he would fund his key proposals, such as freezing increases on rent-controlled apartments and making buses free. Degenerate. Mamdani, that's Zohran, also declined to endorse Kathy Hochul. Wow. Backstabber. One of the few major Democrats in the state to endorse him. Eat that, Kathy Hochul. You don't pick loyal allies. Mamdani's opponents, Andrew Cuomo and Curtis Sliwa, dismissed his plans as fantasies, though Cuomo also faced tough questions, supposedly, about his own record as former governor of New York. And the so-called sexual harassment allegations that led to his resignation. Shamefully, he resigned. Should not have. In 2021. And then he gave them Kathy Hochul. Degenerate. Anyway, Chicago emerging as the epicenter, so-called, of Trump's administration's immigration crackdown. Did you know there's illegals all the way up in Chicago? How do you figure that? Following, it's a sanctuary city. Maybe even a sanctuary state, Illinois. So, ICE is happening. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. Which do you prefer, being good or doing good? Which do you prefer, being good or doing good? What, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're like running around, you're going to the King's Rally and they call him King or whatever. And you're like, I don't have time to watch the show. I'm preparing for the rally. Or you going to work out or whatever. You can podcast the show, but you can listen live. You can listen still no matter where you are in the world on your phone, by calling the listen line at 605. That's 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is a special stuff Friday. It is / Black Friday. That was then, when I was growing up. And this is now.
Happy Black Friday, man.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody can actually know.
There's no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
Black Friday. So for those who are just tuning in, for the first time in 100 years, I woke up late. I was like, what the? I couldn't believe it. It seemed odd. It seemed weird that I woke up late. Really? I was like, what the? And so last night we had the women's forum, and it was, really, it was like, amazing. It really was. It truly was. Women who are truly seeking to overcome evil. Really. And there are women who came in from out of town just for the meeting. Isn't that amazing? But it was mind-blowing. Stay with it, ladies. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. It was so amazing that after it ended, we stood around and talked some more, and I ended up going to bed late. But by the time I got home late, it was, I get up at 3 in the morning. What the? I wake up at 3 so I can do the silent prayer, get ready to be at the office by 4:45 or so. so I can meet with my producer and go over to show package. So I was not out. I was sleeping like a virgin. But I made it. I woke up, I'm like, what the? And because when I got home, I had so much energy. I couldn't go, you know, you can't go right to sleep. You got to calm down. You got to relax and do the silent prayer and then go to bed, right? And it was late by the time I did all that. But it was worth it, really. I can feel the effects of the meeting even now, right now. I have an image of the ladies and what they were saying and their reaction to what they were saying. And I've given them last month, I gave the ladies an assignment to work on themselves. And I said to them for the whole month, I did it for a week with the fellowship people, church people on Sunday. But for the ladies, I said for a whole month, do not think about you. Don't think about yourself at all for a whole month. And they did it. And the feedback and what they got from it was mind-blowing to them. They didn't know. They just didn't know. Oh, but they know now. And it was amazing hearing what they realized about themselves. It was mind-blowing. So it was all worth it, but I was late. I made it here in the studio on time. I had to rush. Amazing! First time in 100 years that I've been late. What the? It feels weird to be late. Though I made it on time. When I said late, I woke up late. So if you're in L.A. or you want to visit those meetings for the ladies, they are amazing. You won't be disappointed. And then the men's forum, same thing, is every first Thursday night of the month. And then we have regular Sunday fellowship for all. The men's forum, they are mind-blowing. The theme this year is to stay present. And believe me, they are working on staying present. They just didn't know. And now they know, and it's heaven on earth. One other quick thing. Remember in the first, or maybe the second hour, I talked about this genocide upon white people in America. It's a genocide now. And I've been warning white people for 25 years?
35.
I mean, 35 years. We've been doing barn and the radio show for 35 years that you stop trying to appease the blacks. There's no such thing as racism. I used to think racism is this when I moved out here to California, listening to Jesse Jackson and Louis Farrakhan and all those crazy people. I thought racism is this too, but it doesn't. And I'm telling the white, you're not guilty of anything. Not concerning the blacks. You're not responsible for slavery. And slavery is not what's holding the blacks back at all. Not one iota of a bit. But they didn't listen. Oh, I feel bad for the blacks. I feel guilty. What the hell? What the? I feel guilty. And then the blacks start knocking the white people out. Remember knockout games? Some years ago now? And now there's a genocide on white people in America, not just South Africa. They are like really genociding the whites in South Africa, but in America and Europe. And they have cleverly put black females as some little black male, but mostly black female in so-called positions of decision-making power. And they're letting these blacks off for genocide upon whites. And we told you about Big Boss, how he, according to a report and his own testimony, he was attacked by blacks and they beat him down. And apparently they caught a couple of people who were accused of that, and a black female judge let them off with probation. She granted them probation for genocide, beating up a white guy. Had it been the other way around, those white people would be under the jailhouse forever. But you put the blacks in charge of your country, and I've said blacks don't know how to build. They only know how to destroy. And if they don't keep their own neighborhood, their own hood clean and in order and add to it, why do you think they're going to make the country better? That doesn't even make sense. And it's out of control now. That female on the Supreme Court, what's her name, Nick?
Ketanji Brown Jackson.
That female has no business being on the highest court in the land. She's lost, and she's evil. And you put and she didn't earn it. They only gave it to her because she was black and female. And look what she's doing now, or thinking and saying. Amazing, huh? Well, so they let these people off for attacking big balls. And President Trump is not happy about it. Here's what he had to say about the judge who let these blacks off because they beat up a white guy. They didn't do anything. The president is not happy about this. Watch this before. The president was speaking to reporters responding to the judge giving these people probation. Watch this from Forbes.
Violent crime, sir. Here in D.C., a judge has given the two teenagers that beat up ex-Doge staffer Big Balls probation.
That's incredible.
And no jail time. Is this justice?
They beat the hell out of this guy, and it was many people against this one guy who was really trying to protect his girlfriend. He didn't want his hooded over the door but they really beat him up badly. I think the judge should be ashamed of himself. That's a big problem. You know, they can do their job, and then they go into a court, and the people are protected by these. I don't know where they come from. Where did these people come from? Where did the judges come from? They have them on tape. They have everything. And then a judge gives them a little probation. These are rough guys, and they're young. And if that happens, they're going to grow up. They're going to be real bad.
Yep. And that's why blacks are on earth, for bad, not for good. They have been used to bring evil upon this earth. And the blacks are happy to do it. And not all, but most. It was, according to a report, a black female judge, a DEI patient. What a sad way to live, huh? White people, you are under genocide in America. Did you ever imagine? In your own land. You founded this country, and you let these people in, and this is what you get. Ungrateful, out of control people. And you put them in your government, police department, and all kind of stuff. Before I go to the phone, there's this guy by the name of Kirk Franklin. And according to a report, he had a discussion with quote-unquote black celebrities talking about the struggles of a black man. And on his show, Den of Kings, Franklin and several black so-called celebrities discussed the struggles. Watch this from Den of Kings.
It's precious, right? Like, life is precious and it's deep, but there is a level of, like, I don't really care. I really want to care, you know what I mean? Like, oh, but I don't care.
But the darkness we have to go through as black men sometimes to get to that light.
But see, that's the thing you said
at the top. That's what pisses me off.
You said this at the top. You know, we as black men have to talk about mental health, right? Like, I agree. But we are all born into a society in which our narrative, right? Our narrative as black men, we're born into a narrative that puts us downhill.
Yeah.
And then you end up having to pretend that you're somebody that you're not to get through certain doors that I got through, right? You don't get through an Ivy League door, you know, behaving a certain way, thinking a certain way, or letting people know you think a certain way. That didn't happen.
I think as a black man, we have to know we are at war.
Lost men. What a sad way to have a conversation about the reality of stuff, huh? The darkness you have to go through as a black man. What does that mean, as a black man? Sound like those black women. As a black woman. As a black woman. As a black man. What does that mean? What's wrong with Kurt Franklin? As a black man. You're not going through darkness as a black man. You're going through darkness because you're evil. You're angry. And you're in darkness and you're lost. And I thought that Kurt Franklin was a Christian. He doesn't know that all who are born of the woman must be born of the father, that you're in darkness until you overcome that. And it got nothing to do with no as a black man. And then the other guy, as a black man, we had it rough. As a black man, you got to pretend. What does that mean, as a black man? You're not a black man. Yes, you have black skin, but that's not who you are. That's not who you are. Black people, cut that out. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your color. You're not your body. You're none of those. What does that mean, as a black man? All human beings have to go through that. They must be born again for those that want it. Wikipedia said that they're giving this guy, Kurt Franklin, 20 Grammy Awards. Well, what? As a black man. They're sitting down there having conversation like a black woman. All are born into darkness. It had nothing to do with the color. It has nothing to do with color, black people. Every human being has the same problem. You should visit some of those men's forums on the first Thursday or Sunday mornings, ladies' forums on the third Thursday. It's everybody got the same problem. The devil tell everyone the same thing. And everyone react in the same way. Situation, maybe a little different. But it's the same spirit. You've been lied to by evil. And black people, don't listen to that. It ain't as a black man or as a black woman. The world has made you feel that way because they let you get away with playing victim. That's why you, as a black man, as a black woman. My producer said he watched the whole thing. He's the one who gave me this. My first time hearing it. He said that this guy, Kurt, said, as a black man, during the entire 2 hours of the show or the talk. Stop thinking black. Yeah, nothing to do with your color. It's a spiritual battle between good and evil. It had nothing to do with color. Zero. And the white people had nothing to do with your problem. Zero. You are responsible for you. And I want to tell you this. If you want to really know what evil look like, how wicked human hearts are, hang out with a victim. Be around victims, men and women, males and females, who believe that they're a victim are evil, nasty, wicked people. And they will destroy you if they could. Victim people are mean, nasty, evil people. Watch out if you're around people or a person who think that they are a victim. That is not your friend. Really, that's not your husband, that's not your wife, that's not your son, that's not your daughter. That's an evil person. Victim thinking people are evil. And you can prove me wrong. Hey, I went victim people thinking people and see what happened to you. Outkick is showing that, reporting that Steven Crowder returned to a barbershop in Dallas for the second time with the intent of having a discussion about racial talking points with member of the quote-unquote black community. Listen to this here's Crowder telling a group of black men reparations are immoral. Watch this from X.
Bad decisions, personal accountability. We'd all be against reparations, and we'd all be against the criminal justice reform.
I'm definitely for reparations.
Reparations. So see, that to me, you said excuse.
Yeah.
That sounds like an excuse to me.
You ain't paid me back. You ain't paid me for what you owe me. It's
what did I take from you?
You can't start another bill
what did I take
until
from you?
You pay this
you
old bill.
What did I take from you?
You didn't take but your ancestors.
But you just said you.
When I say you, I meant it as a euphemism.
But can you understand why white people hear it and get pissed off?
Yeah.
Because I take shit.
But they're not mad about the advantages that were built into their lives.
So you want young people to pay? Sounds like an excuse.
And even like an excuse. Even when I'm paying us back, Steve, no, my thoughts are on this here. Give us an opportunity to exercise our ability and our autonomy.
Isn't that sad that black men are speaking that way? Give us that opportunity. You owe us. That's what you can hear black women saying, because black women are always blaming everybody for their problem, right? But these men should not be speaking that way. What's wrong with you? You can't create your own opportunity. In the good old days when boys were boys and men were men, even with the so-called Jim Crow law, black men created their own opportunities. Really? They had businesses. They fed their families. They didn't blame the white man. They picked cotton. They plowed the mule, hooked up the mule to the plow, broke the soil. These men are blaming somebody, men talking that way. And it's because they believe that white men are superior to them. Black people literally believe in the darkness of their imagination that white people are superior. That's why they say white supremacy. You are superior. Here's one other soundbite from this where Steve is telling a group of black men that over 95% of living white Americans have no direct connection to slave owners. Why is this for me?
What if I have no root in slavery?
Well, you don't owe nothing. You don't owe anything. Your grandfather, if your grandfather from Canada, he wasn't down here owning slaves.
Okay, I'm just trying to. So then people who didn't owe,
down here telling
we don't pay reparations.
He owe money.
But Steve, here's what I'm telling you, though. Hold on a second. Here's what I'm telling you. Right. If you're to go through the numbers, sir, do we agree? If I have no connection to slavery whatsoever, that I don't owe.
Wow. You, Steve, yeah,
me.
You don't.
We
you
agree.
Don't.
Okay.
Yeah. You
so
don't.
Do you realize that you could take all the white people in this country, and if you're going to add up everyone where you could actually trace the lineage to slave owners or had any involvement, you would end up with maybe 2 or 3%. 2 or 3% of white people in this country.
There go them numbers.
You
there go them numbers.
Entire you throw out.
There go them numbers. There go them numbers.
Most of us have nothing.
Somebody did it.
Can I fairly ask?
Somebody did.
Yeah,
and
Africans sold them into slavery.
Somebody owed.
It's still going on right now.
Somebody owed.
There are more slaves on earth right now than ever. Did you know that?
Thank you, Stephen. They're lost. They cannot see. Black people have been lied to. And once you believe a lie, it's hard to believe the truth again. They sit there begging to blame, talking about slavery and ancestors. I guarantee you, they don't even know about no ancestors in their own families. They've just been lied to by their black leaders and liberal whites. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jaden, has been waiting a long time out of California. Jaden, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Jaden.
Can you hear me fine?
No.
Okay. Yeah, my question is, how do I focus, or should I focus on the inner world or the outer world?
Inner world.
Okay. See, the problem,
because
though,
when you live from within, the outer world will become naturally clear to you as to what's going on.
Well, that's not happening for me. I've been focusing on the inner world for the past 2 months.
Uh-huh.
Just not, you know, hearing what the thoughts have to say, going into them, like, and do not, like, for instance, if I'm running, right? I'm running and I get tired and the thoughts are telling me, oh, you know, you should just quit right now. You should, you know, give up. And I watch that. But the more that I watch that, the less focused I become on the actual running. So while I'm watching the thoughts, my foot is like slipping. I'm like hunched over. And then I try to focus on the running again and, you know, get good form again. And then the thoughts just come back. I say I can't focus on both at the same time.
But when you're doing running, you're doing a physical action, which is a practical action, and your body gonna get tired, and then you take a break. I mean, that's just common sense. You don't have to focus on that. That's just common practical sense given to you by God. But you don't live by that. When you're done, you're done running. But that's a physical action. And in a whole 2 months,
not like actually
2 months is not a long time to be working on yourself, by the way.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying I've only, you know, really started doing it. I forgave my mom 2 months ago, and that's when I started.
Okay.
Even though I've been listening to your show for like 3 years, but I finally did it.
Why it took so long?
Because I was... Why did it take? Well, I was living with her till I'm 18 now. I've been homeless for the past 2 months too, because, you know, I had to leave after I forgave her. But
did she tell you to leave?
No.
But why did you have
to leave? I had to move out of Mama's house.
Oh, okay.
I'm not complaining about it either. It's been pretty here. But like I've been saying, like, okay, talking to people, right? That's the social activity. You know, I have some social, quote unquote, social anxiety. So as I've been, you know, walking around the town, I've been talking to as many people as I can to try to, you know, see that more clearly. And I can see that, but then the conversation I'm having will like I won't know what they're saying because I'm too focused on what the devil is saying inside of me.
Oh, you don't do it that way. Just simply be aware. Don't put any effort into it at all. Just be aware how you're feeling, what's going on inside of you when you're talking to others. Just be aware of that. But don't put will into it or anything. Just be aware and have your conversations and then move on. Don't make it a big deal. Just be aware that you may be feeling in fear, or you may feel shyness, or you may feel this or that. But don't make it a big deal. The light is working for you. There's nothing you can do. And the light, which is the nature, the truth of God, is allowing you to see what's going on in you while you're having a conversation or not. Just simply be aware, but don't put any effort. Don't put any effort into it.
What does that mean? How can I be aware if I'm not putting any effort into it?
That's a good question. Hold on for me. Let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE, and I'll come right back to the phones. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and Scratch Off on Peel.net. Right? It's Peel.net. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. Pray for your enemy. Don't hate your enemies. Pray for your neighbor. Don't hate your neighbor. And it will bless you in ways that you can't even imagine. The Hate Report is coming up at the top of this hour at 9 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11 Pacific time. And on Saturday, mark it on your calendars. Hake is going to be a guest on
Modern Day Debate.
Modern Day Debate on Saturday. And you don't want to miss this debate, really. At 6 p.m., I believe.
Yes.
6 p.m. Pacific time. A guest on Modern Day Debate. You don't want to miss it. All right. Put it on your calendar so you don't forget. And then after the Hake Report today, a brand new episode every Friday at 11 a.m. of the Father State. I had an amazing discussion with Lauren Salon. She is an L.A.-based dating and relationship coach. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I noticed that women do not know what they want.
Most women want to be loved and understood on a very, like, deep level.
Do you agree with me that women who sleep around are sluts?
I can see where you're coming from. And that's not to say that it's her fault.
Why is it hard to say, yes, it's her fault? The God below is the woman's God.
What is the God below?
Satan.
That's a bold statement.
But true. It was fun. I enjoyed talking to her, really. Today at 11 a.m., right after the HakeReport.com, support the Fallen State right there by becoming a member of the Fallen State on YouTube there, or go to JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. And then after the Fallen State, the American Anchor Baby Show. The American Anchor Baby, right after the Fallen State, around 12, 12:30, somewhere in there. You don't want to miss energy everywhere. And then Sunday morning fellowship with all. Come on. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. RebuildingTheMan.com/church, if you can't make it in. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. All right? And support us. Thank you for helping us to help others. I appreciate it, really. And a lot of you giving without me even having to mention, but some people, oh, I forgot, I wasn't thinking, I'm sorry. And they start giving. Thank you. I want to go back to Jaden really fast. Jaden?
Hello?
Okay. I forgot where we left off with the conversation.
But I said, how do you you said don't put any effort into it, and I've heard you say that before. I'm confused.
Right.
How can I be aware? Hey, you're telling me to be aware, but that means that I have to put effort into that.
Are you sitting right now or standing?
I'm walking.
You're walking? And is it happening naturally, or are you making it happen?
I guess it just started happening.
And is it happening on its own, or you are making it happen?
I guess. I guess it's naturally.
That's how it is. And that's how it is when you become aware of what's going through you, the thoughts and emotions inside your body. The light will cause you to see naturally. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yeah, but only for like 2 or 3 minutes. It's pretty hard when it's, you know, raining outside.
Are you still homeless?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So you live outside?
Yeah.
Why don't you go stay at a homeless shelter or somewhere?
It's too easy.
It's too easy?
Yeah.
Why you want to make it hard on yourself?
Well, the reason I can't stay at a homeless shelter is because they're like mama. They feed you, you watch TV there. It's basically like staying. I stayed at one for like a week, and it was like staying with my mom again. I became like a beta again.
But why don't you be grateful that you have a place to stay like that, and then get up and go get a job and save your money, and then eventually you'll have your own place?
I'm extremely grateful to stay there. It's just that I've never been more grateful for a bed than when I've been sleeping outside.
Right.
But it's just like being with mom again. Also, I'm traveling right now. I'm actually traveling to L.A. I'm traveling to you. I started in Sacramento. I've been walking so far. I'm in Turlock right now.
You walking to California?
I'm walking to L.A. I'm in California right now.
I mean, you walking to L.A.?
Yeah.
The boots are made for walking. That's what they gonna do. If you don't watch out, I'm gonna walk all over you.
I don't understand. Why don't you get just all God? If it's just all God doing it, and it's not our effort, then how can you, you know, tell people to do anything then? Because it's not them that's going to do it anyways. How can you say be present if it's God that's going to do it regardless of if you say it or not? It's God that's going to do it, right?
Right. What it will help you realize that you're not in control of anything. You can't make yourself see your thoughts and your feelings. You can't make yourself walk. You can't make yourself lift your hands up. You are not in control of anything. It's God who caused you to be able to move about. And likewise, it's God who allows you to see the darkness inside of you. And most people, Jaden, don't know that they're dark. They don't see that they're evil. They blame others for the way they feel, but they don't see that they're evil because they're not seeing by the light of God.
And I just don't, like you told me to get a job, right? But if it's God that's going to do that, because I can't move my body, right? So it's going to have to be God that makes my body get the job and all that, and it happens naturally. Then why even tell me to get a job if it's just going to happen naturally?
Because you got to get up and go, and as you're out looking for the job and meeting the bosses of this company, he's going to make the opportunity happen for you.
But I can't get up and go. You said I can't make my body move, so I can't get up and go.
I don't know what you mean by that.
You said that you can't make your body move. It happens naturally. Like
do
me
you
walking
make your
right
body
now.
Move?
Yeah.
How do I you make so, yeah. your own body? How do you make your body move?
I had this conversation before. I don't know. I just know that I want to do something like walk to L.A., and I've been walking to L.A. for the past, 10 days now. And so I wanted to do something, and I did it.
But who gave you the ability to walk or give
God.
You the ability? What?
God. He gave me legs.
So why are you taking credit for that?
No, I'm not taking credit for the ability to walk. But the walking to a certain destination, I'm taking credit for that.
And why?
Because I don't see why God would tell me to do that or why the devil would tell me to do that.
But so you think you told yourself to do it?
Yeah.
How did you tell yourself to do it?
Oh, no. I don't know.
So why do you think you told yourself then?
Yeah, I don't know. Just, look, I
how am I supposed to go about the world then? Like, if I'm, you know, going to go ask for a job, which I plan to do eventually, I'm going to go ask for a job, is like, then how am I supposed to be aware? I can't, nothing that you, you know, said, nothing you've taught for the past 3 years I've been listening to your show will work if I can't do it, if I can't do it.
But you can't do it. How can you do it?
Like, you're telling me to be aware.
Who
but
are
if I
you?
Walk down the street and I'm not aware, then what? Then what? I can't make myself aware. Then what am I supposed to? I can't do anything.
Right. And why don't?
So then what's the point?
What point?
The point of the show and the point of like telling people to do something if they can't, if it's not up to them to do it.
But when they start to really pay attention, be aware of themselves and what's happening through them, they're going to realize they have never been in charge of anything. It was never them. Even when they do evil, it's not them doing the evil. That's why God doesn't judge anyone, because he knows that it's not you that are evil, but it's a spirit of evil that made a home in you, and it controls you. It makes you think and do evil things. But most people think it's them. And so, but when you start to be aware of what's going on, you realize it's not you at all, but something else that made a home in you. And when you, like, when you're walking right now to L.A., as you said, and you pay attention, you're going to see that it's God who caused you to be able to move your arms to walk or your legs to walk. It's not you. You can't make yourself do anything.
I've seen that a little bit. Little bit.
Right. And well, is amazing, because if you stay with it, the more you stay with it, the brighter things will come for you, be made clear to you.
How do I stay with it? I can't put my effort into it. How do I stay with it?
By doing whatever you did when you saw the little. Maybe you see a little bit, you do that.
Right. But I didn't do that.
Right. And that's how you do it. You just be... You see a little bit of light, a little bit, that's going to make you want more light, and things are starting to make sense to you eventually.
I am just as confused when I start football.
But don't think about it. Just let it go in one ear and out the other one, and it will be made clear. Don't hold on to knowledge. We're communicating with knowledge right now, but don't hold on to it, and the light will make things clear to you.
Like, today I'm going to go about and keep walking and do what I got to do, and then I should just not think about, just forget this whole thing happened?
Yeah, you forget it, but the things that you need to remember about it, it will stay with you. Like, you got to be aware. Now you got to be aware of what you're thinking and feeling. And it's that light in you that caused you to become aware of that, because you can't even see that on your own. But don't try to figure it out either. Just let it be. It'll work for you.
I couldn't figure it out if I wanted to.
That's,
you know,
right.
Like you said, I can't. Yeah, so okay. Well, all right. I guess I'll forget about it.
Yeah.
Or I guess I won't do that because I can't do anything, like you said. So.
Right. You don't try. You can't figure anything out. It will be made clear to you and for you.
I just go about my day then, and don't even think.
Well, be aware of the thoughts that come, but don't call them you.
How do I be aware? It just goes in, you know, circle.
What are you thinking right now?
I'm thinking that, actually pretty blank right now. I'm thinking about what I got to do, and I got to go to the laundromat today. Got to go to the dollar store.
And where are those thoughts coming from?
Oh, I know they're the devil. I've seen that more now that I've had a little distraction.
Yeah.
I just got this phone yesterday, by the way. It's an Obama phone. So I haven't had a phone for most of the time I've been out here. And I've been able to see that I go into, like, the future and, like, over and over and over.
So
and
you
over.
Are Some seeing, but why are you saying that you don't see where you are seeing that?
No, I do see that, but I don't see what you're saying, that I can't put effort into it.
But how
because you? Because I put effort into when, like this chick gave me a churro,
and I kept, my brain kept imagining like us dating, right? Because you get so lonely out here when you don't talk to anyone that, you know, when a girl gives you something, you're like, you start to go crazy, right? But I put my effort into seeing that.
But Jada, let me tell you this. When you said I see that I go in and out of thoughts, I go into the past or the future, right? That's the light of God that is allowing you to see that because you want to see. That's not you seeing that. You can't make yourself see that. Most people do not see that they live in their imagination. They're living in an illusion of the past or the future. They don't know that. They can't see that. But you're seeing it. That's all you have to do is just be aware of that.
This is trippy.
You have the spirit of God in you. You're doing fine. Don't trip.
I know. I wrote that down. Hey, I wrote rule number one, don't trip. And I've been reciting that to myself every night. See, that's effort. Whenever the thoughts get way bad at night, whenever it gets lonely or afraid or angry,
yeah.
I just said, don't trip.
Right.
Stay present. But that's effort, right? That's me putting effort into it.
I understand what you're trying to say, but don't take credit for it. Stop taking credit, and you'll see that it's not you.
So, just to sum it up, I'm just asking, from now on, for the rest of the day, and tomorrow, and the day after that, and right now, what should I be doing?
You should be, you know how you said you see yourself going in and out in the future?
Yeah.
When that happens, just be aware of that, and then come back to yourself walking or whatever you're doing at the laundromat or whatever, and do nothing about it, and you'll be fine. Go to the laundromat because the reason you're going to the laundromat is because a need is there now. Your need, you got to clean your clothes. The need came about on its own, and now you got to clean your clothes. You don't need to think about that. Just go do it.
So I should just be aware of what I'm doing. That's
yes.
What you're saying. Aware of like I'm walking right now.
Absolutely.
That's what I was asking. I was asking if I should be aware of that, or should I be aware of the thoughts inside of me?
No, be aware of yourself walking, and then you will be aware of what you're thinking. Unless you go unconscious, you'll be aware of what you're thinking while you're walking.
Oh, because it will keep taking. That's true. Because it will keep taking me out, and then I'll keep coming back.
Yes.
And then I'll be like, "Dang, dude."
That's what awareness is.
Amazing. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Be careful on the road.
I'm still pretty confused, but maybe something will happen today.
Yeah, you got it already. You just explained it yourself.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
All right, so I'll be present with what I'm doing. So I'm walking right now. I got my shopping cart right here. I'm walking with my shopping cart. Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. Amazing. 888-77 Jesse, let me go to Kayla out of Portland, Oregon. Kayla, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Kayla.
Very nice. I wish that I could have been at the meeting yesterday. It sounded like it was amazing.
Oh, my God. I can't even find the words to say how amazing it was. I overslept this morning as a result. Is that something?
That is something. Amazing.
Amazing.
I wanted to talk about the assignment that you gave at last month's women's meeting.
And the assignment was, for 1 month, don't think about you.
Yes.
And did you do it?
I can say that I tried, but there's no me. It made me more aware of the thoughts and the fact that I have zero control over it, and all I can do is watch. And all of the thoughts are about myself.
Every human being in that darkness, everything they think, everything they do is about themselves. It's never about anyone else, even your own children, your own husband if you're married, your own wife if you're married to the men. It's always about self. Angry people are very selfish and evil people, and everything they do is for the thrill for themselves.
Yes, exactly.
Well, a mess.
It is a mess. And I want to overcome.
And the way you overcome is just be aware. Now you realize, you know what? Everything I do is about me. It ain't about my children. It ain't about this or that. It's about me. Every smile I make is about me. Because let's say you smile at someone and they don't smile back. You get mad at them for not smiling back.
Exactly.
Why would you get mad that they didn't smile back at you, right? It's all about your smiles are even about and for you and no one else.
Right. Right, exactly. So, amazing.
So you're on the right track. Just stay there. That's why these assignments are so important, is to help you or remind you to stay present.
Right, right. Okay. Were there any new assignments or continuing on with the prior?
There was a new one. Oh, yeah, I gave out a new one last night.
What was it?
It was, whenever you have pain, like emotional pain, like worry, fear, doubt, jealousy, envy, strife, whatever you have, right? I told them to say to themselves, I feel that pain. But is it necessary?
Okay.
And don't fill in the blank. Don't answer yes or no with the necessary question. I feel that pain. Is it necessary? It's going to blow your mind, Kayla.
The thoughts are already coming with an answer popping in my brain.
Yeah. See that? You see how the devil works.
Yeah, exactly. It's nonstop.
I feel the pain, whatever the pain may, emotional pain may be, psychological, emotional pain may be, and just ask the question, is that necessary? Because
okay.
Human beings think that, oh, I don't want to answer yet, but I feel the pain, is it necessary?
Okay.
Amazing, huh?
amazing assignment. Thank you very much.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. And about the biblical question,
prefer, being good or doing good?
I don't know how to answer it. I don't understand the question because there's no me.
Well, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Okay. I look forward to it.
All right. You stay with us, stay with us, stay with it.
I will. Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. Amazing.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye now. Super chat.
Super chat. Kaya in North Carolina.
Hey, Kaya.
Welcome, JLP show member.
Right on. Nice. Thank you, Kyle.
Hey, been a Kaya. Member for 4 months. Membership for me and not for thee, Sion. Hake.
Amazing. For you?
Yeah, sticking tongue out, smiley.
Thank you, Sion. Amazing.
Eric, 5 coffees, 10 wives, and 25 sons. We don't have needs that require thinking. Wants created by thoughts are all vanity.
That's for sure. Thank you.
Spine cone 5 of 5, 5 more. My answer before I think, being good, in reference to the question, the biblical question.
Which you prefer, being good or doing good?
But,
being good.
So he prefers being good but before he thinks, but after he thinks, he's like, but if no man is good, might as well do some good. But can you do good without being good? All thoughts are lies.
Amazing.
In his presence, God is doing good through you and you are being good? Question mark.
I put my two cents in on Sunday. What now? Thank you.
5 coffees from Eric. Women play victim all week, but somehow every Saturday night they're strong and independent. Dancing emoji. Disco ball. Dancing man.
Amazing. Thank you.
Fazul, now current administration finding judges, cops, government workers, BOE execs, government ID licenses are illegals. Biden's invasion force all coming out. Wow, I hadn't heard that.
Me either. I have not heard that, but what a mess. I've not heard it, though. Thank you.
Shout out to Jeffrey and Danny, Fallen State YouTube.
Right on. Subscribe. Thank you all for helping us to help others. All of you. Thank you.
Someone, Jesse, I want to thank you for helping me and showing me the light within me. One day I'll call in when I'm not such a beta and visit you at church as well. Thank you and God bless you and the crew. Shout out to Hank, Nick, and Derek. Very nice.
Right on. Thank you.
See you and have a good...
Stay with us. Stay with us.
Yeah. Steve, see you and have a good weekend. Rest and eat Ethiopian food.
For sure. Thank you, Sion. I appreciate it.
Blackened chicken.
Do the same. Amazing.
Isaac, good morning, Jesse. Can I get a beta?
What a beta. Don't be a beta.
Mew is a cute dog. Thank you for helping me forgive East Indians. Sing Hortan Timmigrants never get my coffee right.
Amazing. Thank you.
Alphabet BQ prefers being good.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
To be good is to have the spirit of God in me so it'll work in me and do all the good outwardly that it would drive me to do, says Alphabet.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And let me just make sure that I got... Oh, Taiwana, 5. Negativity being promoted through various channels, including mainstream media, YouTube, political discourse. Narratives focus on issues like sexism, racism, homophobia, genocide, mass shootings. I perceive as attempts to instill fear, judgment, hatred. These things do take place, but you must do the Sunday, like your Sunday message, pray for your enemy, says Taiwana.
Thank you. You got to pray for your enemy. Pray for your neighbor. Don't hate your neighbor, and you will be blessed. Thank you.
I choose to focus on what is good. Can't wait to hear the Sunday message. # get it off your chest, Black Friday, perfect peace.
Thank you.
Pardon my abbreviation of your not quite pithy.
Keep it pithy.
But generous 5 coffees.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Taiwana.
I appreciate that, Taiwana.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that may or may not be all. Shout out to the supporters on all platforms.
Shout out, supporters. Like this video. Don't forget to like. Hit like right now. We need 1,000 likes today and every day. Michael, a first-time call out of Texas. Rick out of Virginia. George out of Sweet Home, Alabama. Somebody just dropped. I am out of time. I'll see you on Sunday. The Hake Report is coming up now. And after that, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Thank you all for your support. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it for those who are working on themselves. I'll be back on Monday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. In the meantime, I'll see you on Sunday. Amazing. And don't forget, Hake is a guest on
Modern Day Debate
on Saturday at 1 p.m. 6 p.m.
Pacific.
6 p.m. Pacific time. Bye, y'all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Thank you, Jay.